TV time machine, TV time machine, woo! TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine.
Let's do it.
Hello, everybody. It's been too long. Welcome to the TV Time Machine Podcast. I am Luis.
And I'm Adam.
And we love TV.
TV.
Adam, it's been too long. We took a little break, which most new shows do.
It was the COVID break. I had COVID and you had COVID shots.
I had COVID shots and you had actual COVID. I do not like the COVID shot.
They're both nasty.
How you feeling?
Somewhat better. Yeah. And then my acupuncturist was like, oh yeah, when I had COVID, it was like a month of like hacking stuff up afterwards and tired. I'm like, oh, that's what's going on. Yeah, I saw a side-by-side that a doctor posted. It was like, these are your lungs. These are your lungs on COVID. And I was like, well, what's your lungs on pneumonia or, you know, a flu or a cold? Nowhere near what they are on COVID.
COVID's nasty, huh?
Yeah. So I guess I have now the post-COVID symptoms of clearing all the junk out of my lungs. Fun stuff.
Yikes. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm glad we took a little break. It was good to reset. Things have been going well. Yeah. No real complaints, which is good and very rare for me. I'm usually full of complaints. But not today. And we're doing a midday taping midweek, which is different. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it because it kind of forces us to get it done.
Yeah.
We were supposed to record last night. I laid down and did not wake up until this morning. So
happens.
It does happen.
Sometimes I sit down at my desk and then fall asleep.
I've been doing the falling asleep sitting up on the couch. Like literally sitting up with my head draped over.
That was me all the first week after COVID. I'd like eat lunch. I'd sit down on the couch to like do something and then I'd be asleep.
Bodies want some rest.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a quick episode today about will they or won't they. So if I were to say these names, Adam, what do they have in common? Sam and Diane, Kevin and Winnie, Ross and Rachel, Jim and Pam.
They didn't. They were won't they's.
Poe Dameron and Finn.
Frustration on the audience's part.
Classic will they or won't they's. It's a trope that a lot of shows use. They have romantic interest between two characters, sometimes three characters, sometimes there's some triangles.
Yep.
And you frustrate the audience with when are they going to either A, have sex, B, kiss, or C, have a relationship and get married. Yep. That's like the icing on the cake is when they actually go through with it, like Jim and Pam did in The Office. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Winnie in The Wonder Years, we all know what happened with that. That was heartbreaking. Ross and Rachel ended up together, right, at the end of Friends. Pretty sure that last episode was pretty good.
Gosh, I don't remember if they ended up together. All I remember, I know that Chandler and Ross's sister.
Ross's sister.
Can't think of her character name.
Oh, Monica.
Monica. They end up at the end.
Yeah.
And with twins.
Where did Friends went to HBO Max? That's right.
Oh, for streaming, yeah.
Yeah, for streaming. I'll have to maybe check that last episode out.
Yeah.
What was your favorite will they or won't they? Mine.
Yeah, episode.
Yeah. Mine were, that's a good question. I think Kevin and Winnie were, I was the same age as them as you were growing up. Mm-hmm. And you always had that one that got away. In my case, there was like half a dozen that got away sprinkled throughout my life. But what was his last name? Anderson?
Kevin Arnold.
Kevin Arnold and Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years were like on again, off again since junior high. and then dated seriously in high school, and then it all faded.
Yeah, and that college, when they were summer jobs between college, they had that encounter
in the haystack
where he like kissed her eye or something. Like their aim was off. They both tried to kiss each other and like missed.
Kissed her in the eye. Kissed
each other somewhere else. Yeah, and then it was just like really awkward.
As these things are, Ross and Rachel had kind of a frustrating up and down too. Like she didn't like him, and then he went to England, and then he came back from England or came back from Japan. She was waiting at the airport, but he had a new girlfriend with him. That was like season one finale.
That's right.
And they were on again, off again, frustratingly so, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Sam and Diane, he ended up with Diane at the end of the series, finally.
Yeah.
Which was very odd. She left.
Mm-hmm.
That was heartbreaking when she left. And then Christy Alley and Sam.
Oh, but wait. So the series finale, she shows up. They get engaged. And then she calls it off before the end of the episode.
Really?
Yeah. And the episode ends, the scene before the final scene is Sam and Woody on top of the bar reminiscing. I feel like it's one of those come into the scene late, you know? And Woody, it starts off with Woody saying, tell me the part about eating Snickers bars every day in heaven again.
Interesting. I don't remember.
It's something like that. And then, you know, he's like, I'm past that, Woody, you know, like, and then he like, you know, they talk about something else, but then, you know, Woody leaves the rooftop, and then Sam goes down and he's just in the bar by himself, turning all the lights off and closing it up. And then that customer tries to come to the door and he says, we're closed.
That's how it ends. Yeah. That's super emotional.
Aww. It's so weird how you just even talking about it, you like feel like you're reliving it again.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. And that brings us to the next Will They Won't They of Niles and Daphne from Frasier.
Yep. Another popular one.
Which is the Cheers spinoff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
they ended up together though, right?
They do end up at the very end. They get married, but I liked Frasier on Cheers, but then I didn't like him on Frasier. liked everyone but him. Like just the people that surrounded him were so much better people than he was.
He was quite the pompous. Yeah. Niles was my favorite.
Niles, Daphne, and the dad were all great. And even his producer, I can't remember her name right now. Moira.
Yeah, she
something like that.
Yeah, she was the one that was sarcastic and dated constantly.
Yeah.
I like that group of people mm-hmm. in that show. The characters were good.
Yeah.
So going back, that list that you sent me was really good. Had a lot of cool. The 32 best will they or won't they couples from entertainment.
Mm.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good one.
Some of these shows I didn't really.
Some of those I didn't watch.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Another good Castle. Will They Won't They. Do you remember? Of course you remember. Angela Chase and Jordan Catalano from My So-Called Life.
Yeah, I mean,
short-lived Will They Won't They, because it was like, would they get one season before they got canceled, but maybe two.
She ended up liking the nerd at the end of the season finale, though.
Yes.
Which was Brian. Yeah, he was cute.
He was a great guy, you know.
Elliot Stabler and Olivia Benson.
Mm.
Which I never so much romantic. And we worked on that show, or you worked on Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
I worked on SVU.
I worked with some of the people from SVU, though. Like,
yeah, fun fact.
Every once in a while, our crews would bounce back and forth between, you know.
We'll get into it more on our detective episode coming up, but
yeah,
your old friends Adam and Luis worked in television and movies in New York City together. Well, not together. We were never on set.
No.
On the big sets together, but we worked with the same people. And boy, do we have some stories for you. But yeah, going back to Olivia and Elliot, they're reuniting in a SVU crossover and Law and Order. There's another Law and Order show out now. And I guess Elliot's coming back and bringing up some old feelings. I didn't know if they liked each other that way.
Yeah, it was, I'd say like maybe they touched on it two episodes a season, you know, sort of thing. And like how many episodes? That's like a 34 28 episode season, you know, so it wasn't something that came up that often, but it was definitely something they were playing with the audience on here and there. Maybe they might have hinted. There were seasons where, you know, there'd be a couple episodes in a row where you thought something was going to transpire between them, but then
another couple on this list. Mm-hmm. Going for decades now, will they or won't they? Ooh. And then they did, and then it was like, what happened? Is Kermit and Miss Piggy?
Oh yeah,
they got married in Muppets Take Manhattan, and then they were not married, like in the Muppets in Space one. Like, what happened? So Kermit, I feel like Kermit fucks up more than her.
And wait, was Muppet Take Manhattan? Was that before the Great Muppet Caper?
That was after. That was part of the trilogy. Okay, so it was the Muppet movie, The Caper, and then Take Manhattan. I remember that because my brother won a Kermit from the movie theater.
Oh, wow.
And I went insane out of jealousy. I'm the youngest, so I was a brat. And I went insane and threw the motherfucking Kermit in the street. He was so pissed at me. And it was it was Kermit dressed up with a tuxedo, and he had his picture taken. Uh-huh. I was so jealous. It was like, grrr.
Yeah, from the like the dance finale, right?
Yeah, it was so cute. And he took his picture, and I was like, I'm gonna get back. I was such a psycho. I had problems. Anyway, yeah. And now like they're doing this like weird, like not calling themselves married, like in the Muppet, the two past most present Muppet. Muppets Most Wanted, and then the Muppet Move, the Muppets.
Yeah.
With Jason Segel. They were like divorced or separated.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
But so spot on.
Yep.
Kermy. Yep.
And it's like, will they ever get back together again now that Jim Henson is gone? Right? Because it's like, that was like the Henson Oz partnership, you know?
You're right. Jordan Catalano is on this list. Yeah. Joey Potter and Dawson Leary from Dawson's Creek. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a show I only ever saw like one time.
You need to.
I know people. It was huge with a lot of my friends and stuff.
You need to watch it. Pacey, Joshua Jackson, got his little Joshua Jackson involved with Joey, and it like put a major.
Oh, Rip.
Halt. Oh, man. The drama.
He was also involved with a teacher on that show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents loved that. Season one, he was banging out his math teacher. And he was like 15. It's like super controversial.
Yeah. You could get away with that stuff more.
And not in this day and age. They'd get canceled faster than you could say Mrs. Robinson 18 times.
Well, generations.
Yeah.
I mean, the character's a little older than 15, but...
Yeah, she's like 40, dude. It's so wrong. Ugh. Mary Ann and the professor in Gilligan's Island had her on again, off again?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I wouldn't say that was a very big storyline, but...
The professor and Mary Ann!
Yeah. It was in the song that they were... together, right? Professor Marianne. Like,
I don't know why the professor didn't go for the movie star. What was her name? The movie star. She was amazing.
She was like a she was like a Sophia Loren.
She was a seductress.
Like, yeah. I feel like the movie star was
Marilyn Monroe.
But she was interested in the professor.
She had a thing for him.
There was definitely some episodes where she was trying to get his attention and he was too busy working on an invention to notice. So there was kind of a will they, won't they between those two also.
He was always
trying
to.
That was like a will they, won't they triangle with him and Marianne and the movie star.
They were always trying to get Ginger, off the island.
Ginger. I think Ginger was the movie star's name, right?
Yeah, Ginger.
Yeah.
We're going to take our first break. And because we have to talk about our sponsor, Everlasting Comfort. I got to sneak that in there. And then we'll keep on going. This is a lot of fun. Feels good to be back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. All right, and we are back.
We're back.
Episode 109-ish. Will they or won't they? I'm Luis. This is Adam, TV Time Machine Podcast. We're talking about couples, famous will they or won't they couples in TV television history. You brought up a really good one. Clark Kent, Lana Lane.
Yeah.
Smallville. They did not end up together. They never do end up together in any of the... They briefly date, are boyfriend and girlfriend, but never end up together. And then the most recent, like, Smallville-esque sequel, Superman and Lois, they're all back in Smallville, and Lana is with her family.
Oh, wow.
And her daughter goes to school with Clark and Lois's boys. So they don't end up together. And the girl that plays Lana and Superman and Lois is Sloane from Entourage, which you're not that familiar with. Entourage is a show that did not date well.
I watched a little bit of it.
Didn't date well. It's not. It's kind of cringe. Kind of cringeworthy now. And then Fox Mulder and Dana Scully is another huge will they or won't they? They got together. And then he got kidnapped, and then she got knocked out by aliens, and then had like an alien kid, and then they got back together, and then they weren't together on the new season. They weren't together again, but at the end of the movie, they were.
At the end of the movie, what was that? I Want to Believe?
Yeah, that was such a stupid
fucking But then, movie. Yeah, that was a cash grab.
Stupid ass
movie. Sorry, not sorry. But I wanted it to be good.
Yeah, it was so bad. The whole thing was like having people talk without heads or something. So bad. And then at the end, they waved at the drone. Remember, they waved from the boat? They were together. And then they rebooted the series, and they're not together.
They're not together.
Make up your minds.
I'm sure they have some reason why they broke up, you know, but are still working together.
Confusing.
They're like, the work relationship is too good to bog it down with an actual relationship.
I think one of the cutest will they or won't they is Jim and Pam. And then
who was the third wheel? The guy in the office, in the warehouse.
Oh yeah, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Roy. And then there was the weird like sound guy in the last season that tried to.
Yes. And
that was weird.
And what's funny about that is in the very first scene with Pam and Roy and Pam and
Jim
and Jim, the sound man is also in that scene. So all three guys that she dates are in the first scene together. They're all in their first scene together.
She never really dated the sound guy though, right?
Yeah, they were together for a very little.
She was married.
Maybe it was like an affair or something.
I think it was like an emotional affair.
An emotional affair, yeah.
That's even.
They were definitely hanging out behind Jim's back.
Oh, that would sort of thing. No.
Pretty sure.
I don't remember. Pam always put out that flirty energy. Remember when she went to school in New York?
Mm-hmm.
That one guy from the Mad Men, was like, don't go back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she'd put out that energy and be like, what? We're just friends.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. What do you mean? Ugh. Shut up. You know what you're doing.
There's guys like that too. Not as much, but.
Guys just straight up lie though. Girls try to have, not all girls, but that type of Pam personality, they try to have like their cake and eat it too. Like, he's just a friend.
Yeah.
Guys just lie about it and they usually get caught because they're stupid. To like, I don't know no Bethany. I don't know why I use that name, but or that voice. I don't know why she's calling me that. She must have the wrong number. Yeah, but she's calling you by her first name. Oh. I don't know who that is. Oh man.
Another work related will they, won't they? Gregory House and Lisa Cuddy from House MD.
Yeah, I used to love him.
There was a lot of tension between those two, a lot of sexual tension.
And then I heard, what's his name again?
Hugh Laurie.
I heard some fucked up shit about Hugh Laurie, which made me not like it like not him like as much.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He would tell the producers to tell the extras not to look him in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would just go fucking crazy on set and like throw things around.
So is he autistic? Is he on the spectrum?
I don't know.
That's what I wonder. I wonder about actors that like don't like people looking them in the eye, like Tom Cruise. If they're just on the spectrum and now that they have like some kind of power, they can tell people, don't look me in the eye. Because like when you're on the spectrum, you just don't like looking people in the eye. So.
I mean, but I know some people are aware of it. Like. My will they or won't they current situation that I'm living, he's on the spectrum and he'll look me in the eye, especially when he's pissed.
Uh-huh.
He'll be like, look at me. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you didn't want me to.
Yeah, but looking in the eye will make you like uncomfortable and stuff too.
I mean, so. But apparently the story that I heard about Hugh was that all the extras got... It's funny. They got stuck there, and so production felt bad, so bought them dinner.
Uh-huh.
But as they left, one of the PAs was like, Hugh is in the hallway. Don't look at him. And so they all, like, you know, scurried out, like, in single file to look at the floor. And this girl said she accidentally looked up because she was going to lose her, like, you know, footing. Uh-huh. They couldn't see. They're just looking down. And she looked up and she said he was just like staring at them. Like to see if one of them would look. Like, what a fucking crazy person.
Gosh, man. Yeah.
Get off your high horse. So every time someone tweets at him, I'll always respond. I'm like, I'm eyeballing you, Hugh.
Gross.
Right in the face.
Gross.
You know how I like to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love the taunt.
Yeah.
James Woods and me.
He finally
blocked me. That motherfucker hates my guts. I got under James Woods' skin. Maybe we went up into the hills. Oh, that guy is such a, and he's not working. Big surprise, he's not working.
So. Yeah. Oh, I wonder why.
He did it. You know, back if when not I thought just he an was.
Act, you really.
He actually did have a cool show for a while.
Sharks.
Shark was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know what happened.
He used to be in some of my favorite movies, like some of my favorite indies, like Another Day in Paradise.
Oh man, that movie messed me up. And that is our friend was in that movie. Oh God.
Carthizer, yeah, Vincent.
Showing his little ass. I'm like, dude, pull your pants up, man. Come on.
Wow.
Larry Clark, dude, love the show.
I forgot. But... Yeah. I forgot he showed his.
Dude, Vince, come on, dude.
And I own it, and I've seen it dozens of times. I forgot. I always forget.
It's just, Larry Clark just loves showing, like, as close to underage sex as possible. Mm-hmm. It's so terrible.
Yeah.
Other real quick mentions on this list.
Fox Barney Mulder. Stinson and Robin Scherblatsky. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, he doesn't even end up with her at the end.
They get married, but then they get divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't...
George Michael Bluth and maybe Funky.
I don't know why anyone would want that to happen. That was like a... that was like a, I hope they don't, not will they, won't they. It was like, will the writers go there? But
this is a weird one.
That was always weird to me.
Tony Soprano and Jennifer Melfi.
Oh,
his shrink. He yes. was definitely, they definitely.
There was definitely off. Some tension there in the, like, midway through the show. Starting like midway through the show, she started having this like admiration for him. Like,
I thought it was weird that Carmelo went and visited Melfi a few times. I'm like, that would never happen. Mm. You would never be able to visit your spouse's shrink.
Yeah, but did she because she suspected something?
Carmelo was no angel. Remember David Strathairn?
Oh yeah, yeah. But
naughty, 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 Mrs. Soprano.
Well, this I also was... have a list of people who never kiss.
Do one real quick. We have 8 minutes. Oh, another cute will there, won't they?
Yes.
And it ended amazingly as Ian and Mickey from Shameless.
I still haven't seen that show.
So they toyed around with the Gallagher's.
And now that people liked the ending, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, the ending was spot on. But the Gallagher's and the... God damn it. I forgot the name of the Sam. Sam is sleeping with his eyes open again and being creepy. Anyway, so they both came from, wrong side of the tracks and both in super homophobic families. The Gallagher's not as much. The gay gene is very strong in the Gallagher's, but not in Mickey's family. They're a Russian family. So they ended up together. It was really cute. Ended up getting married. So who didn't get to kiss?
Okay. Dean and Cash Steel from Supernatural.
Okay, I don't know that show, but I've heard it for like 19 years.
Yeah. Fans used to refer to them as Death Steel because it was just like people just wanted them to be a couple, And it was like, Bennifer or any one of those mixed name things. And one of the last episodes, he finally said that he loved him, but the other one didn't like reciprocate.
Aww.
It. So never happened.
Sad face.
Everybody, all the fans of Supernatural wanted that.
Maybe in the movie.
Oh, they're making a movie now?
Oh, I'm sure they'll do something. I've heard about spinoffs and movies and reboots and reimaginations.
All the other will like never kiss. I'm like, I've never seen any of these shows, or they're like so old that I don't think most of our fans would know them. So I'm like, this is a really weird list. It's like either brand new shows or shows from like the 50s.
The 50s?
Yeah, it has like Gunsmoke on it.
Yeah.
And WKRP in Cincinnati, which isn't as old, but that's definitely one. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it,
Yeah, that's the 70s, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And was in syndication through like the mid 80s, but not beyond that.
Cincinnati WKRP. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. I liked that show. And then I liked that the one guy went to head of the class.
Oh, yeah.
And was the teacher.
The DJ. The DJ went to head of the class.
Yeah. Yep.
Head of the class is super problematic because of Dan
Schneider.
Dan Schneider being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why do these guys get power? I would do anything right now to show run a show.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, you don't even get a whole season. They don't even give you, they give you, dude, yeah. There was a show on Netflix that this kid got. They gave him 3 episodes.
That's what I was going to say. You get 3.
3? And that's your season? That's ridiculous. Back then it was, you want 26 episodes?
Yeah.
Make sure your pilot is good. Boom, 26.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, you get 3, and we're going to do it on the streamer.
Yeah. Well, with Gossip Girl, we got guaranteed 7.
That's nothing.
Whether or not it did well. It was like, if it doesn't do well, you guys get to make 7 episodes, and then we'll, you know, bring on a mid-season replacement or something like that. That's not even a mid-season, because that was a 28 episode season and show, I think.
Those guaranteed shows, you know,
the quarter season guaranteed, but
you know that they're doing bad, because if they start doing bad after they do good, then they start doubling up on new episodes weekly. They're like back-to-back episodes, new episodes. It's like, yeah, they're getting rid of their asses quicker so they can they did that with Generation on HBO, which turned out to be just like not a good show at all.
Yeah.
We ended up hating it. I didn't like it because it toyed with underage sex way too much and the older dynamic, older person, younger person.
Well, it was all the showing it.
It was, you know, yeah, like, showing it.
It was like, I understand teen shows where they're like talking about it with their friends or whatever, or their boyfriend or girlfriend, but it was like,
they showed a 16-year-old like vigorously masturbating in front of his laptop, and they didn't cut away. It was like,
no,
they stayed on him. And I was like, this is nothing like this.
Yeah. And
the uncomfortable.
The laptop was only covering.
Oh, his junk. Yeah. It was so bad.
Everything else was just like,
so bad. It's like, yeah, it was trying to be, and of course it was Lena Dunham who thinks she can push the envelope when she really can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it got renewed at HBO Max. Good call. We were gonna do a separate podcast, and the podcast that we had started for the after show on that got a quick fan base, but a lot of those people came to this show because they knew that we were the ones that did that. And I'm glad we didn't do it, because I didn't want to bathe in that space, because it's a negative space to be in. I don't agree with any of that. At least Dawson's Creek, I mean, they got a 15-year-old, you know, sleeping with his 40-year-old teacher that you never once saw it on screen. It was just alluded to. Here, the show just goes for it. Jeez.
Yeah.
So it's not good. Not in our day and age. So anyway, join us next time. Adam, of course, is 3 for 3 with his amazing guests. Tell us about our next guest and topic.
Next up, we have Marion Bayard from Killing It, which is on, you can watch that on Amazon Prime if you want to pregame before she comes on. And she filmed a pilot for a new show called Mares and Caps, and then COVID happened. Mm. But it played at a bunch of festivals, and they won here in at a comedy festival in Oregon. They won at a festival in Japan. They won at a bunch of comedy festivals.
Very cool.
So they're hoping to film that season once all this ends. Yeah.
Everything
gets back to normal.
Light at the end of the tunnel. I'm fully vaxxed. Adam has antibodies for days now. So, yeah, thanks for joining us on this episode. We'll be back very soon from the TV Time Machine podcast. I am Luis.
And I'm Adam. And we
love TV.
TV.
All right, take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
I have great news.
What is all this?
Cousin, you know it's Mama's birthday soon, and they want to get her really special birthday present this year, so I had to get a part-time job. I'm